just on today, you know, I thought it was a really good team win. I thought it was a good football team that came to town here. You know, a team that had a lot of playoff experience, leadership on their football team. And I thought it was overall a really good team win. And, you know, it's not always going to be perfect. You got to give the other team some credit. But, you know, I thought as a football team, we played well today and well enough to get a decisive win. I'll open it up for questions.
Sorry.
No, sorry.
Another three takeaways today. Mm-hmm. Sense or any clear reason you sense for the tide turning there? Six takeaways in 2 weeks now, and compared to what it was before.
You know, I think, you know, we preached it really a lot this off season, and you know, I think our coaching staff has done a tremendous job. I think our players have done a tremendous job buying in. You know, not that we didn't do it a year ago or even the year before that, but, you know, again, it's buy-in. I think, you know, we made some acquisitions this offseason. We had some guys getting back. You know, we've even been nicked up a little bit on that side of the ball this season, but we had enough depth this year. And so, you know, I think it's a tribute to those guys in that locker room. You know, they're working hard. You know, I think you saw flashes of it this season, but kind of a little bit turned into those takeaways last week, and then we built on it this week.
Jackson's ball skills from the time he was drafted, and obviously came to fruition today. What impressed you most about that performance?
Well, I think, yeah, I think it's a record. I'm not sure there's been that many returns on defense for that length of yardage. But he's a tremendous young guy as well as a young player. And, you know, I think we saw it early on. We've got some good young players on both sides of the ball. And, you know, I think Eddie showed those things to the coaching staff and to his teammates early. And, you know, I think now you all get to see it.
How much is some of those turnovers by your defensive backs breaking on the ball, like the one that Akimara tipped, the one that mm-hmm. How much has that helped your turnovers?
Well, I think, you know, they see evidence on tape. You know, they spend a lot of film study, and, you know, good things happen to people that run to the ball. And that's on both sides of the ball, really all three phases. And, you know, I think, again, it's buy-in, you know, and you know, those young men in there have bought in.
John, you ever won a game completing four passes?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've seen a lot. I don't ever like to say I've seen it all, but something new will happen. But I think, you know, I've been part of those games. And, again, this is a team game. Sometimes, you know, it's going to be one-sided in one way or the other. I've seen that before. But at the end of the day, you know, you got smiley faces in there, and they all fought hard for that victory.
How much was that a reflection of the faith you had in your own defense to hold the lead the stake for them?
You know, I think, you know, it's about execution, really. I don't care what phase of the game it is, whether it was last week in the return game or, you know, the week before, you know, on defense. You know, it's about execution. And that's a very, very good defense that we played. You know, I think you got to give them some credit, too.
John, what went into the decision to kick the field goal at the end of the first half?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at it and you think you got the ball at the 1 yard line, you run, you do something on first down, didn't work. You do something on second down, didn't work. You do something on third down, didn't work. What on earth makes you think something good's going to happen on fourth down? All right, I'll just make it simple for you. All right, we got the ball to start the third quarter. We knew that going in, and made it a 3-score game, getting 3 points versus zero.
What do you feel like you guys did effectively against Cam in the pocket?
Again, it was just the willingness of our guys to execute our pass rush plan. And, you know, that team gets paid in practices, too. But it's about execution. And he's a big body. He's done it. You know, I'm sure he's probably the leading rusher on their football team today because of that talent. But I thought all in all, our guys executed very well in our rush plan.
Anything about that rush plan you can share that you felt?
No, I prefer not to. I think we're on TV. Yeah.
What did he have?
I think he was tired, but really, I don't really know, to be honest with you. He was jogged off fine.
John, you talked about consistency and stacking mm-hmm. wins to get a second one in a row.
Yep.
What do you feel like it does for you in terms of momentum, in terms of the program overall?
I think it's a good thing. I mean, we've not arrived. I mean, we've won two in a row. You know, I think. You know, they know how hard they worked 2 weeks ago. They know how hard they worked last week. And, you know, again, it's in their court. And I feel like we've got enough leadership in there that guys will make that happen as we prepare for New Orleans.
But you've also matched last year's win total. Is there a significance to that at all?
I don't know that that's really the benchmark for us, but to be honest.
What did you think of Dan Trevathan's game today, especially of back now 2 games from the suspension, what he brought to your defense?
You know, Danny and I go way back. I know what he's capable of. You know, he's fought through a couple injuries in his career, both another place and here. But, you know, he's the right kind of guy. He's the right kind of people, you know, kind of person you want representing us. And, you know, he's a good football player. He's just getting better and better.
What do you learn about Mitch today in general?
Well, you know, he managed the game pretty well. I think, you know, we weren't real sharp today, but again, give them credit. You know, I think, and I'm not just saying Mitch, I'm just saying we as an offense. But you know, again, I'd say, you know, they had a little bit to do with that.
John, what has Eddie Goldman meant to your defense now that he's starting to play a lot? I mean, he had the injuries a year ago. He's been in the lineup consistently.
Yeah, I think, I mean, he's a force. You know, I mean, he's a big body. We saw that early. You know, we missed him last year, you know, for most of the season. You know, I think, you know, Jonathan Bullard, I think, has gotten better. Roy Robertson went down earlier in the game with a hamstring. You know, he's a young guy that, you know, nobody really knew of that I've seen get better. And, you know, Eddie was a second-round pick that, you know, we think's a fine player. And, you know, now he's healthy and he's showing that.
When they go for it on fourth down and plus territory, it's like fourth and two there.
Yep.
On their side of the field. What do you see from your defense in that situation? You kind of got off the field last week in the overtime, same type of...
Yeah, I think we jumped off sides last week in a fourth and four. You know, it was in crunch time. You know, this time I think, you know, our defense, I think they were pretty good all day. You know, I think they had a lot of big stops, you know, even right before the half. You know, the time management thing of that, to not get the kickoff, I thought was big. But, you know, I think our defense was pretty outstanding all day today. I think he's been playing outstanding. It's good to have him back. You know, as I mentioned last week, I think in one of our press conferences, is he, you know, he's one of the few first rounders we have on our football team. And, you know, he missed all last season. So if you get him healthy and, you know, he's pretty dialed in playing good football.
Thank you.